Extremely tasteful.
Breakfast food on 95 BFM.
Yes, indeed. And continuing in the tradition we've been, I guess, starting the last few weeks, we've got a friend of the station on the line. Kia ora, Gussie Larkin. How are you?
Good morning, Rachel. I'm good, thanks.
It's very nice to chat to you today. Now, listeners will know you from your bands Earth Tongue and Mermaidens, and from being generally a person about town on the gigs scene. but we're here to talk about something extremely important this morning, which is porridge. Now, yes. Why porridge, Gussie?
Porridge is just my favourite food. I'm very passionate about it.
So are the listeners, I have to say. They're already sending in porridge recommendations.
I love it. I want to hear their hot tips and, yeah, hot toppings.
What is it about porridge that you love so much? Because, you know, it is, to some people, just a soggy bowl of warm oats.
Yeah. No, stuff those people. I think, it's so comforting. You can mix it up depending on the season, what fruit is good, what fruit you've got stewed in your freezer. It's like easy to make on the go.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's cheap as hell, which is always
it's
great.
It's cheap as hell. Yeah, yeah.
You said carry on.
Like on tour, it's the best thing because you can just have like your little like paper bag of oats, and like wherever you are, whatever like shitty hotel, yep, you can just, you know, even if you've got no milk, just like
bit of water,
put some oats with some water, chuck it in the microwave, get a muesli bar out of the bottom of your bag and like crumble that on top.
Ooh, very gourmet.
Oh my god.
That's great. That's a really, I've never thought to do that before, but that makes a lot of sense because it's kind of like another oat sibling of porridge. I really like the idea that on like a Mermaidens or an Earth Tongue rider, it's not like, you know, a nice bottle of alcohol or some chips or something. It's like, could we please have some oats and maybe like some milk? That would be great. Thanks.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I have to add that.
What is your go-to porridge topping at the moment? I guess we're at a sort of seasonally transitional stage right now. What are you putting on your porridge right now?
I've had a bit of a naughty porridge week, actually, because I made a Fijoan apple crumble.
Oh,
and
yum.
So I've just been putting crumble on my porridge, and it's so good. Again, another oat family,
yes,
treat. So that, yeah, that's been this week. But usually my go-to always involves peanut butter.
Oh, yep, nice.
Don't know if that is controversial listeners.
We've had a couple of peanut butter texts. I personally am not sure about the peanut butter. I think it's a texture thing. They're too similar for me. But okay. It's definitely not a weird recommendation because we have got quite a few peanut butter related messages. Is it just peanut butter or do you put other things with it?
No, so usually it's like it's got to have a combination of some sort of creaminess, some,
yep,
sort of like wet thing,
yeah,
some sort of crunch,
good,
and then maybe like a bit of a sweet thing, so like some fruit.
Always
so usually
great.
It would be like the wet thing would be like yogurt, or sometimes I do like a coconut whip, which is, ooh, when you have some coconut cream in the fridge for ages. You can even just like put a can of coconut cream in the fridge and it kind of solidifies.
Yep.
And then you whip it like with a, you know, like a hand beater.
Yep.
And it kind of makes this like beautiful sort of like whipped cream, but
coconutty. Nice.
That's,
I have to say,
that's a good one.
I remember trying to make this when I was a teenager with a friend. She was trying to make a vegan cake and it had this bit in it which was like, and then whip the coconut cream and that's your icing. And we were beating this coconut cream for literally hours and being like, why isn't it working? We realised it was not cold. So crucially, it has to be cold. Otherwise, you just, you just look like a dingus, so don't be like me.
Just have a couple of cans of coconut cream chilling in your fridge for like a few weeks.
Exactly.
Then, yeah, it's good. and then I really love stewed fruit, so like we'll have some stewed apples or pears or apricots. Mm.
Yum.
And then the crunch factor is really important as well.
A muesli bar is a really great tall recommendation. Is that a normal everyday porridge topper for you?
No.
What would you normally add for crunch?
I do make my own muesli as well.
Nice.
And I have been using this recipe that I've passed on to so many people because they're all like, what is this? It's so delicious. The recipe I use is from Nicola Galloway, who's a New Zealand cook, mostly like plant-based food.
Nice.
And it's basically like, it's just kind of a normal muesli, but the binder of it is this banana caramel.
Yum.
And actually sometimes I save some of this banana caramel to just put on my porridge.
Mm.
So it's made up of, it can be banana or pear puree,
mm-hmm.
butter, like a lot of butter, some sort of sweetener like honey or maple syrup, and then tahini or peanut butter.
Yum.
And you heat that all up and it's just like the most delicious thing.
I feel like I can smell it, you know, like that roasty caramelly smell. Yum. That sounds delicious. And then mix that through your sort of muesli bits or...
Yeah. So mix that through and then that gets roasted. So it's kind of like it's a good like topper for porridge. It's not like something that I'd have like a whole bowl of.
Yeah. I feel like you might be like have to have a lie down after that.
Yeah, it's quite decadent. Yeah.
Yum, that sounds delicious. We're getting some good ones from the listeners as well. Someone says banana, sultana and cinnamon porridge topped with maple and a splash of cream. That's a very nice maybe I'd leave the sultanas.
I'm not a sultana fan.
Dad porridge.
Yeah, it's a dad porridge. That is a dad porridge for sure. Someone else says that they don't have a sweet tooth, but they love a good savoury rice porridge or a yum congee.
Oh, I was going to mention that, yeah.
Always good. What's your go-to congee toppers?
Oh, I just make, if I have leftover rice, I just kind of make my own like hybrid weird sort of rice pudding type thing. Just like cook the rice in oat milk usually.
Nice, yep.
Yeah, and just like add some sweeteners, add some cinnamon and whatever toppings. But I did find a recipe that I really want to try that is like sweet miso porridge.
Oh, that sounds great.
Yeah, sounds delicious. So maybe that's what I'll try this morning.
We've got some purists out there. Someone says just brown sugar and cream. Someone else is going for the good old-fashioned pinch of salt. Another dad porridge for sure out there.
I did mean to mention that as well. Like if you're not salting your porridge, then you just...
What are you up to?
Yeah.
What are you even up to? We've also got somebody saying that you can buy coconut cream specifically for whipping. It's called whipping coconut cream, and it's just got more like of the fat and less water in it. So that's a hot tip as well. If you need like a very whipped cream, that's the one for you. Gussie, this has been delicious porridge chat, but I know that you've been actually working hard on some music bits and pieces behind the scenes. What's Mermaidens up to at the moment?
Yeah, I'm hoping today is for me going to be my last day of tracking, recording towards our album. I will be doing a day with Joel Mulholland at the Lab studio.
Awesome.
I've already done a couple of days with him. And it was really great just kind of trying to get the last of the guitar tracking and a few vocal bits. We have, I think it's 10 tracks. And we've been working on it for almost 2 years now. And
wow.
Yeah, we've never worked so hard at something and we're really proud of it and I'm just really excited for the next phase of mixing it and just getting it to sound as good as it can. Yeah, we've kind of, since I moved up to Auckland and the other two are in Wellington, that really has kind of slowed down our process, but kind of in a nice way. Yeah, I think we all just intended to spend more time and not rush. Yeah, so hopefully that's kind of evident in the result.
That is very exciting to hear. And it also is exciting that we've moved into Orange overnight, which means that gigs are pretty much set to go now, which is awesome. Obviously, people still feeling, you know, varying levels of comfort about heading out, but definitely an exciting thing to see that we'll, you know, we've got cool things on the horizon. Mermaidens are playing with parquet courts. That's very exciting. You must be looking forward to that.
Yeah, that's going to be a great show. And then we'll have a few more shows, sort of one-off things, in like July and August. Yeah, just to like try and play these new songs and see some mates around the country.
Sounds great. Hey, thank you so much, Gussie, for talking us through your porridge tips this morning. They all made me fantastically hungry. and thank you for telling us about what Mermaidens has been getting up to. We're going to listen to Soft Energy now. Have a great rest of your morning.
Thanks, Rachel. See ya.
See ya. That is Soft Energy by Mermaidens. Thank you, Gussie, for bringing us some porridge recipes this morning. And thank you as well for your recipes at home. They all look delicious.
Food for thought.
Breakfast food on 95 BFM.